You're on Texas Standard Time.
Let's start with health care. In this case, health care for retired teachers. Legislators in both the House and Senate are scrambling to plug a $212 million hole in the teacher retirement system. Changes made to the system during the regular session could cause some retirees' health care costs to increase by tenfold. Here to tell us more is Aaliyah Swaby. She's a public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Aaliyah, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So some retired educators are about to see their healthcare expenses balloon in the next few years. How exactly did that happen?
So the legislature in the regular session put about $483 million into this health insurance plan for retired teachers called TRS Care. But they also were told that they needed to dial back the benefits in order to keep the plan solvent. So they actually cut benefits for retired teachers, meaning that premiums went up, deductibles went up, out-of-pocket costs for medication went up. And now they're trying to figure out a way to temporarily relieve those teachers, even though the fix will not completely solve the problem.
So you profile a former school history teacher named David Hatcher. What's his experience and how is this directly affecting people like him?
So his experience is that he has leukemia. He has chronic myeloid leukemia. And it actually can be kept in check by taking a pill regularly. So his pill right now costs about $30 to $60. But soon the cost might go up to around $600, he's been told. And
wow.
Actually, both of the plans that the House and the Senate are now considering, neither of them would actually address his cost of medication enough to decrease it back to where it was.
So you mentioned that both the House and Senate are considering legislation that could mitigate this problem with this one-time injection of cash. How would that work? Where would they be drawing that money from?
The House wants to take the money out of a state pot of money that is its emergency savings money called the Rainy Day Fund. The Senate wants to borrow money from an account that would otherwise go to healthcare companies that provide Medicaid and then make up the payment in the next session. And neither of them can agree on which is the best way to fund this.
I mean, neither option sounds great in some ways, right? I mean, taking it away from Medicaid or from
ideal.
The rainy day fund?
Part of the problem, obviously, is that during a special session, there's limited money available. So you have to find the money wherever you can in a budget that's already been signed by the governor.
From a political standpoint, we're talking about retirees. We're talking about people who are statistically more likely to vote. Do you think that's another layer that adds urgency to find a fix to this?
Definitely. I think retired teachers make up a strong voting bloc for a lot of these Republican leaders. And, you know, they're starting to get frustrated with legislators for not doing something to fix a problem that's really immediate to a lot of them. And that means, you know, the difference between having medication that could save their life or not being able to afford that medication. Active teachers have been saying this for a while. I think retired teachers are really moved by this issue to say that if a Republican doesn't support our issues, then we're just going to vote for the person who does, even if that person's a Democrat.
So, Aaliyah, what might a compromise between the two plans in the House and Senate look like?
It's really hard to say, but it could look like either the House or the Senate giving in and taking the money from where the other one wants to take the money. So far, that doesn't seem totally likely. The Senate has said that they would definitely never take the money from the Rainy Day Fund. The House has been more amenable, but they still would much rather prefer, or at least the author of the bill would much rather prefer, take the money from the Rainy Day Fund than defer payments to the healthcare companies.
Aaliyah Swaby is public education reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thank you for helping explain that to us, Aaliyah.
Thank you.